Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Hello again, Colm O'Mungain here, sitting in for Claire. Well, the HSE has issued advice to Irish travellers who ate sardines at a restaurant in the southwest of France last week to seek immediate medical care if they feel unwell after an outbreak of botulism was discovered. The Health Protection Surveillance Centre was notified of the outbreak in the Chin Chin wine bar in Bordeaux by French authorities. The warning applies only to those who ate sardines at the wine bar between the 4th and the 10th of September. An Irish man whose Greek-born wife died after they both contracted the illness remains in Paris in hospital in intensive care. Well, on the line now is Dr. Anna Rose Pryor, consultant microbiologist at Tala University Hospital. Good morning to you, Dr. Pryor.
Hi, Colm. How are you?
How are you? I'm good, thanks. First of all, could you just explain to us what botulism is? Is it bacteria? Is it a virus? What is it?
Yeah. So it's a bacteria called Clostridium botulinum, and it produces a toxin called botulism toxin. And a lot of us will be familiar with that toxin because actually when you abbreviate botulism toxin, it's Botox. So we're familiar with it from a cosmetic point of view, you know, to smooth out those wrinkles. And it's also used in a medicinal and kind of rehabilitation setting for people, in, you know, who have problems with muscle spasms. So what the toxin does, it relaxes the muscles. So that's why it's quite effective, you know, for smoothing out wrinkles and for people who have those muscle contractions and spasms. So when it's used in that setting, in a highly regulated setting, it's very safe and very effective. But the problem is this toxin, when it's uncontrolled and when we ingest it in food or it can get in other ways, it can cause quite severe problems with muscle relaxation. So basically what the toxin does is it interferes with transmission of the signals from the nerves. So it causes muscle relaxation. This can lead to difficulty with breathing, with vision, and ultimately lead to paralysis.
All right. So it can be injected under the skin for cosmetic treatments, and entering the body that way is safe, providing it's done by a qualified person in a controlled environment. But ingesting it in food, it has a completely different effect on the body. Is that right? Does it matter the quantity?
It does. So the dose that's used to, for Botox injections cosmetically, that's a very, very tiny dose. When it's in food and when the bacteria is in the food and produces the toxin, then that's obviously it's unregulated, but it's a much higher dose. And that's really when it causes toxicity and damage or, you know, to human health.
All right. And how does it get into food?
So generally, so most of us, the food we eat, you know, we buy our food that's commercially prepared. It's fine. It's safe. The bacteria that produces Botox, that Clostridium bacteria, generally it's killed off by heating. So if you're buying food that's going to be heated subsequently, you know, it's fine. It's not a risk. If you buy food, so things like the ready-to-eat foods are potentially concerned. So the tinned foods or your salads and that kind of thing that don't get subsequent heating. Now, those foods, when they're, again, they're produced commercially, they're very safe. It's very, very unlikely to get botulism from those kind of foods. Generally, where we see problems with this with foodborne, it's usually related to people who are preparing foods at home or in a domestic setting. So it's generally related to maybe fermenting foods or home canning or home jarring of foods. So this bacteria is actually all around us. It lives in soil. You know, it's around us and doesn't cause us trouble. The problem is it loves to be in an environment where there's no air. So if you're canning foods at home or jarring foods, you know, it's an airtight container and it gets in there. So if, say, for example, it's on your hands or if your equipment or your jars or your tins aren't properly sterilised, it gets in there. It's in this lovely, you know, environment where there's no air and it starts to make the toxins, and that's when you go on and potentially ingest it.
All right. What does it live on if it doesn't need air?
So it lives in soil. So the bacteria itself just lives in soil, and often, you know, it's not producing the toxin. But, you know, when it's in those cans, it's in a nice dark environment, no air. But it's also the pH is important as well. So it's not just any canned food stuff. So it has a low pH and it has absence of oxygen. But the bacteria itself, it generally survives in these what we call spores, so little seeds or shells, I suppose. And it's just out in soil and doesn't give us any trouble.
All right. So low pH, can you give us an idea of, we know sardines from the incident in France, but
yeah.
Are there food groups in particular, or is it any food?
So it could be things like your tinned beans or tinned asparagus, tinned potatoes. Again, these are usually home tinned, just to state this is not really an issue for people who are buying these commercially produced foods, because I suppose the food regulations are so strict in terms of producing food that generally for anything you're buying in the supermarket, this is very safe. And this is very rare in Ireland. The last case we had in Ireland was in 2014, so it's extremely rare. I suppose it is important to say that it can be in honey, and again, for most of us it's safe, but anybody who has a new baby, for example, will be told that you shouldn't give honey to a baby who's under 1 year of age.
Oh, this is why, is it?
Get botulism from that, yeah.
All right.
But the bacteria that exist there, most of us can deal with, but the babies, their gastrointestinal tract can't actually manage the spores properly, and they can get botulism. So what we call floppy babies can present. So again, that's extremely rare, and there hasn't been a case of botulism in Ireland at all since 2014.
All right. And could people at the moment be consuming food at home, but they just prepare it in the right way, and does heat kill it?
Yeah, so if the food that's required is cooking before you tin it or can it or fermented food, it needs to be heated to the adequate temperatures, cooled properly before you put it in. This is for numerous reasons, not just for botulism. But any of the equipment you're using, so your jars, they need to be sterilised. You need to practice really good hand hygiene in your house. You know, it's you know, again, just to stress, this is rare, even for people. Lots of people are fermenting foods at home and pickling foods and this kind of thing. It's quite rare, but it's very important that you follow the instructions regarding the safe processes around how to do these things at home. So particularly sterilisation of equipment, the jars you're using, and good hand hygiene.
And what are the symptoms in, you know, children or adults? You mentioned, you know, babies there might present as floppy, but in children or adults, what are the giveaway symptoms that people should be worried about in relation to botulism?
So like I said, this causes muscle relaxation. So if you ingest it then, what you start to see is muscles relaxation. So one of the first things, well, first of all, you might present with some diarrhea and vomiting. Then that might progress to something maybe like double vision or difficulty with swallowing, difficulty with breathing. So if you suspect you have been at risk, and if you get any of those symptoms, it's very important to present to hospital for medical care as soon as necessary.
And what would be done in hospital? How is it treated and how effectively is it normally treated if caught in time?
So again, it's very rare. What we do, so there's two things. So we need to kill the bacteria, first of all. So we give antibiotics for the bacteria. But the bacteria, it's not the bacteria so much the cause of the problem. It's the toxin that's produced. So we use what's called an antitoxin to try and mop up all the toxin and to stop it causing ongoing problems. The main thing is what we call supportive care. So once it's gotten to the point where you're having difficulty breathing or you have trouble with paralysis, then it's really important that we have the support of our intensive care colleagues in hospital to help support breathing. So some people might require a tube into their lungs to help ventilate them. And just we need to do very close monitoring to make sure that if you haven't yet progressed to that point where you're having difficulty breathing, that we do watch closely to make sure that we're, you know, very aware if you do deteriorate, what to do at that point.
All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Anna Rose Pryor, microbiologist at Talla Hospital. Now coming up, Ciarán Mullooly joins me with his new book, The Future Is Now. That's after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.